We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Don't be lazy when it comes to God. Do you know we have been given the same amount of time in the day, 24 hours? No one received 25 or 26. Do you know we have been given 12 months in a year? No one's received 13 or 14 months. We have been given 4 seasons in a year to enjoy. No one received 5 or 6 seasons. God has given to each one of us the same amount of time, months, and seasons. I wonder why some of us seem to fare better with what we have been given. I wonder why some of us manage what we have been given better than others. Do you know that opportunity comes to all, but all do not take the advantage of opportunity? When opportunity presents itself, you must take advantage of it and work what you have been given. There were 3 servants in the parable of the talents. A talent was a measure of weight, not a specific coin, so that a talent of gold was more valuable than a talent of silver. A talent of silver was the word money, translated in Matthew chapter 25, verse 18, and it was a considerable sum of money. The master wanted the servants to trade while he was gone into a far country. The man with 5 talents and the man with 2 talents traded, and they made more money and both received the same reward, indicating that the reward is based on your faithfulness, not your results. But the 3rd servant was given 1 talent, and he took the Lord's money, he dug a hole, and he buried it. According to Matthew chapter 25, verse 15, each servant was giving according to his ability. So no servant was giving more than he could handle. What he was given was exactly what the master knew he had the ability to work with. When the accounts were settled, the results were different. The 2 servants received a reward. The last servant did not receive a reward, but his talent was taken from him and given to the servant who turned his 5 into 10. Why is that? There was a difference in attitude. The servant who received 5 and 2 talents went to work trading and doubled what the Lord had given to them. The servant who received 1 talent was wicked and lazy. According to Matthew chapter 25, verse 26, he would rather hide what the Lord had given to him. Have you ever ran across lazy people who always want something for nothing? Have you ever run across people who always have their hand out wanting to receive but never giving? It's not wise to take what God has given you based on what He knows you can do and hide it. Use what God has given you today. If you gave someone some money and shared with them how to steward it, wouldn't you expect a return on what you invested? God wants a return on His investment when He returns. He didn't give us what we have to hoard on ourselves or to hide or bury, not using it wisely. We are to steward it properly, ready to receive His blessings when He returns. Don't be lazy. Use what God has given you to make room for yourself. Don't be lazy when it comes to God. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.